A new series of farm tours is giving Saskatchewan elementary school students a hands-on opportunity to get the real dirt on farming. I'm Bruce Cochran, and this is Farmscape, a presentation of Saskatchewan's pork producers. I'll be back in a moment.
For computer data file recovery and repair, visit filerepair.net. That's www.filerepair.net to rescue your data. Results guaranteed.
The Real Dirt on Farming is a series of school tours in which grade 7 and 8 students visit Saskatchewan farms to learn more about where their food comes from and about possible careers in agriculture. Last week, the first of three 2007 tours visited a dairy operation, a mixed grain and beef operation, the Pork Interpretive Gallery, and a potato farm. Saskatchewan Pork Development Board Agriculture Education Coordinator Jessica Potterdesky says the reaction has been very positive.
Of course, when we're going to place farms where there are animals, and if there are young animals, they seem to enjoy the babies the most, but that kind of goes without saying. When we were at the dairy farm, they were able to witness milking and actually go directly down with the milkers to see how it happens. Some of the students were fascinated at the amount of production, for one instance, being the amount of milk that the dairy farm of 360 milking cows produced in one day was 13,000 liters. And the one student I spoke to was just amazed that they would be able to produce that much milk in one day. Another instance would be just the grain farming. We were standing on an area that was about 4 acres, and then we mentioned, you know, that particular farmer had 6,500 acres of cropland. And so to put that into perspective and then about the area, they were quite amazed at the space and the size of the equipment that was used.
Two more tours, one in June and another in September, are set for this season. Potterdesky says 225 students from 5 Saskatchewan schools are scheduled to take part this year, and there's a waiting list for next year. For Farmscape.ca, I'm Bruce Cochran.